It's Flo, and this is my impression of a drill instructor directing a musical.
Tan Hut! Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Can you hear me through those sequins?
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Left, 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 and step ball change.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Indie Press and Co.
Yes, this is we're back after 3 weeks of being on vacation, and you know, it is funny when you're not on a show how much you actually forget, and how much everything goes out the window for about a week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was forced on my vacation not to take my Mac, so I had no clue what was actually going on in the real world. I was forced
I think whomever's whatever has that occur, best thing for you, Red Hood. Just best thing.
I wouldn't think that. But anyway, because I like control.
There's a point. There's times and places for everything.
True. Well, now we're back. We're back, and
yes.
We have stuff to say. We have stuff to say about a mouse and all his friends.
Yeah.
With the provision, we didn't even do the disclaimer.
Yes, then why don't you do it, Red Hood,
as per an unrecorded voice
for that.
Line. Well, yeah, I am, but who cares? Let's see. Either following at AMC Press. Hold our views to our own and isn't the, others.
Can we let the Queen do it?
Yeah, let's do that.
Hello, and welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Now we got that out of the way.
Yes. So that makes things a lot easier.
Called cover my butt.
So, everyone knows about Disney and their little bit of legal issues with people with disabilities. I, myself, went to Disney, which is fun, which is great. Disability practices are a bit, they don't really take the word of those who have disabilities and need to use services. Which means, if anyone is attempting to go there, be aware of that you might have to be a self-advocate and watch people get denied the ability to use something to their own benefit. What are your opinions on this, Scott? Or what's your take on it? Anyone?
My take on it is that people get abused every day, but at the same time, it's not cool to be in Disney World and get abused and saying, oh, you don't really need it. You don't even need it, you know. And yet, they're the ones who are saying, oh, we don't want to give it to you. Well, why do you not want to give it to us? Well, because of the fact that you're not really disabled as we can get you.
But then there's people that goes, no, we are disabled. And it's called corporate letter does wonders. It's called make mention of corporate.
In your
it's
sentence.
Called, yes. Then, and only then could things get better.
I mean, the funniest thing is, I think the funny thing is, when you mention, oh, I'm disabled and I can see you with a corporate letter, people respond.
It's
but
called
then
corporate will get a very nice email or nice letter.
I'm disabled.
Exactly. Say it again.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm disabled.
I know, we're disabled. Yes, we know. But, I think the funniest thing about, like, the thing, we're disabled. But,
it means we're
time,
legally disabled. It's by the United States thinks we are disabled. Guess what? We are disabled.
Right. And Disney has this kind of thing of we're ruled by Chase and we will do whatever Chase tells us to do. Kind of thing. I mean, and the best part about it,
as it's taking advantage of people who need it.
Yeah. I mean, you shouldn't have to be subject to this kind of treatment. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, it's the fatal joke of you walk into a bar, and you get a disabled card.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case.
Two disabled people walk into a bar, and one gets fucked over.
The other one
gets whatever. But then the disabled person has to convince the person, basically, that they are disabled.
Which is
but then the person
says, bullshit.
No,
oh,
but
bullshit.
Then the person... It's called bullshit, yeah, but then the person says, oh, yeah, how much are you disabled then? I guess there's a scale of how, like, are you 20 pounds disabled? Are you 30 pounds disabled? Are you 14 overweight? Are you 140 stone disabled? Let's keep going, shall we? You know...
Is this really any of their business? Fuck no.
No,
oh.
It's not their business. But yet, it is quite...
And HIPAA, and HIPAA, you're not supposed to ask. You're not supposed to do what the person did.
No, you're not. You're supposed to say, okay, yeah, all right, I comply. But... They don't.
It's called, oh no, you're not disabled. Bullshit.
No, it's called, oh no, did we just hear the word disabled?
No. Did we just hear the word disabled? And did you hear the word corporate come out of the same person's mouth? Corporate,
right.
Disabled.
Disabled. Yeah, because there are plenty of people in corporate that are disabled. How do you
Which
think
means,
they got a full
Which means if enough people go and say, what you're doing is wrong, oh, brother, they're going to have themselves a really big mess on their hands.
That, or James Taylor writes another single that just says, holy shit. Kind of thing, you know. No offense, no disregard to James Taylor, because he's a great artist. He's probably one of the greatest spoken artists in the United States. Anyway, there are many of them. So yeah, I mean, I find it distasteful.
I think it's a far cry from going into something going, yes, you're disabled, how may we help you?
That's what they should be saying.
Yes. They should be saying that. They should be more understanding what could actually go on. Like seeing a person go, I'm disabled, and it's called lawyers. It's called
it's called
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Disney's already getting that, so.
Yeah, but Disney doesn't want to. Disney doesn't want to recognize.
What's the worst thing they could do with recognizing people with disabilities? Do I actually get the help that they need? Honestly?
Probably.
Do they just want to see people wait in lines, and then people would complain if someone has a problem.
Right. Exactly.
And then other guests will have a bad time. It's called, let's give those guests who need the help the ability, if they do need to use it like a insurance policy. People want people get insurance policies, it doesn't mean that they'll use them. Am I right?
Right
on that one.
No, you are so right. I mean, what's not funny about it is that whilst they have most people, right, who go, yeah, we'll immediately we'll immediately grab this thing, right? Then
I would rather not use it. I would rather not use it and then not use the thing instead of not having and then needing it and then not being able to use it in any way. And there's a lot of people that it's not really the most beneficial, because there's people that who have disabilities that have issues waiting long lines, especially if they could only take so much waiting in a line and having high anxiety. Is that really needed? To the point where they could have a severe panic attack, where they could potentially feel like a heart attack. Even though they give out those disability cards, they basically limit what disabilities actually get it. Which is discrimination too.
Exactly.
But also, what's even more discriminating is the fact that when you go to Disney, there's so many things that you would think that the Magical Kingdom, okay, is huge. Right?
Right, yeah.
I think that you could walk through it. Am I right? You know, it's that small. But to a small kid, it's huge.
Right. To adults, it might be... It's a nice-sized park. It's a big theme park. There are three huge theme parks. You can't possibly get through it through the full theme park in a day. There's no way. And then how they have the fast passes, it takes away from the spontaneity of having a vacation. Going, oh, I want to go on this ride. Oh, wait, there's like an hour and a half long wait. For a kid with a disability, let's think about it. Hour and a half, 2 hour wait.
That's like a year.
Well, a year and a day to ride the rides, but, you know.
It still isn't good, especially when people could go, I want to get on this. And then seeing little kids or adults have disabilities go, I can't handle this. I can't handle being in a line and dealing with any issue of that nature. Because there's adults that would not care, that would go and make it such a thing where they would say, oh, there would be the... could possibly make it look like those that need the help are doing something wrong or people don't, or that they're ruining other people's trips.
Right.
Because of...
Or the other thing of, having a disability and everybody going, oh, yeah,
or getting looked at, even if you're eating, thinking about, oh, could I catch a disability? Oh, could I catch an allergy?
Is it
Is it contagious? No.
No.
No. You know, and tons of southern mummies going, is it disability contagious?
Or having an allergy that people, that different places you leave, it's a thing that you tell the restaurant and the employees, oh, I have an allergy, use X and X and X. Then, so then you at least could go and have a great meal. But then there's always that one waitress that could really, 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 really ruin a great day by potentially staring and making it seem like two people could actually not eat their meal. And making it seem like if it's something that is bad, like if there's a criminal act, there's two criminals in the room?
Yeah, there was one waitress took, I guess, my significant other's order and then proceeded not to serve her. Because her excuse was that this person had an allergy and this person was annoying. You know, it was awful, you know, distasteful. I mean, the magic bands, they were fine, but everything else? Fine. The other one, no. You know, you expect to go to Disney to actually be treated as an equal, not as a floundering person who has just had enough bullshit, and then a person with a disability walks in and they go, oh, if you have any questions, please ask them.
It's called not cool. It's called... There's no excuse for that?
No, there is an excuse.
And once that goes on, guess what? A lot of people, if they knew about what the establishment was and is, I could see a lot of people not going there. Because I think going to Disney, you expect something. You pay a lot of money for things. You're not expected
You pay a lot of money at $36 a pop. And then it's $80 a pop. And then, you know, it's kind of like the most expensive thing you've ever been on.
It's a great thing to go on, to go to.
But once you do, you kind of don't want to go back for about some time.
Or you go back, but you avoid site establishment. That's just what I would do because of the, it's not neat, because of the simple fact that no human being should ever be treated like that. I don't care who you are. You get treated like you're something less. That doesn't help.
It doesn't really solve anything either.
No. And a lot of people go and say, we want to go to things. Everyone raves about Disney and the places. You don't expect to go to
Disney. I mean, they rave about Disney, but Disney hides a lot of things. I mean...
But then there's those sites that actually tell about disability issues, and that kind of is key to be put out there. You're not just going to go somewhere and be treated less than when you pay a nice chunk of change, too.
And you pay a nice chunk of change to go back.
Yeah.
You know, and then they get you, I mean, what's incredible to me is how then they get you and they get it in the way of, oh, you like our service. So now we're going to ask you back. But we're going to demand twice as more and then demand that you live there as well.
No, people do have their vacation homes there. That's great. That's something that's absolutely fine. That's something where it's like called vacation. Doesn't mean working there. Does not mean anything of that sort. Because you have another place where you live. It's called having a place when you really need, when you want a vacation.
Or when you really need a vacation.
When you need a vacation and want it, then yeah, you go and you do and you have your fun.
And then you go back.
Nothing wrong.
And
you go
back
and enjoy.
And then you go back and keep going back.
Right. And it's a thing where people actually enjoy it. It never gets old. And even as adults, people go back even if they don't have kids. So you get a wide range of different ages. You get to see people who've been there that go there even if their kids are older or younger, all ages, because it's actually fun for everyone involved. Not a thing of going, oh yes, it has to be one way. No, there's things for all ages, all groups, all people. And that's something that is pretty standard with Disney. You're not just going to get one thing or another. You're getting an experience that you remember.
Right.
Let's move on to another topic. I think
we have other stuff. So, how would you feel if you knew that the rate of people with disabilities getting hired
is actually getting lower before your eyes.
And for jobs?
Yeah, for jobs.
I think that would be, I think that's, it's about time.
No, no, no. It's getting lower, not higher. Lower.
With jobs, finding jobs, what?
With what?
With the chances of getting a job.
Are getting lower?
That's are getting good. Lower. Not
that's
higher.
Not versus
I mean,
getting... Getting a job, that means having the ability to not only get a job that deals with the beauty of working. That's needed.
Yeah, and working
in the best sense of the word because of the fact that you have stuff, that's even more brilliant, you know?
Right.
But what's not brilliant is just how many jobs are not getting through the gateway, you know?
Right.
They say they are. But they aren't, you know. All this talk about, you know, even the frickin' UN is trying to enable people to get jobs who have autism. And making a push for that to happen.
All right.
Now, making a push for that to happen, is as much a thing as getting a job has to be. You know,
right.
Getting a job in this economy is practically, it's not non-existent. It is.
It's just a lot harder.
It's a lot
which
harder.
Is very, very unfortunate.
And you'll be better off creating your own business than
try the best bet
than actually trying to apply for a job because of the fact that most jobs, it's not that they're non-existent.
There's how many people who are looking for the same job and can't even get a job.
And there's more competition now than there was a year ago.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean, it's a great thing that more and more people with disabilities are graduating. Brilliant. Go that.
That's awesome.
But, you know, when your parents say, get a job, and you go,
what are you talking about?
And I'm disabled, and then they go, either we have jobs for you, but they're limited hours, but yet now,
right.
I mean, it's ever since March, you know, law firms in Dearborn and in Chicago they're trying to change the mindset. The mindset is practically it's practically not it's non-existent in the fact that, oh yeah, we're hiring, but how long are we going to hire you for?
Right, or who, or how long?
As of April 15th, as of April 15th, which is no more than
a week ago,
thank you. The U.S. Department of Labor said that this week, $15 million is on the table for the effort. Now, grants worth $1.5 and $2.5 million each are expected to go to 8 states to be used over 42 months. That's approximately about a year and a half.
Okay.
Two selected projects will include focusing on three groups of adults, young people ages 14 to 24, with and those with significant disabilities. Similar grants have been issued in 37 states in recent years to improve the accessibility to American job centers and train staff such as at such centers on the needs of people with disabilities among the labor effort. Now, people with disabilities have enormous contributions to make to our economy and to our society, but they remain disproportionately represented among our nation's unemployed. We are working to change that by providing more training options that prepare these workers for good jobs, and these grants will help build strong ladders of opportunity to the middle class for these workers. Yes, you're saying this, but how in the world are you going to provide something?
Sure.
You know, give us something. Don't give us money. Give us more options. And maybe, just fucking maybe, we'll get something going.
All right.
It is incredible, you know, how much people go, oh yes, we're gonna do X or Y or whatever. And then they don't.
Right, and that's not fair.
Oh, but then we're waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. Anyway, we'll have more on this. But we can't take.
Not going to be the
we
last.
We can't take. It's not going to be the last. But then, Allison, what's happening at Disney World that can't take place in a courtroom?
Oh, you mean the groping of teens in Times Square by Cookie Monster?
Oh yeah, yes. I mean,
Disney would not have that.
Well, Disney wouldn't have that, and I would Sesame Street, but Sesame Street is in New York.
Right.
I mean, Cookie Monster, correct me if I'm wrong, is addicted to cookies.
Yeah.
Yes, not people's vaginas.
I would
What's
call
wrong
that
with
this No, it's very wrong. It's very, 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 very wrong.
I mean, what is wrong with this picture?
You don't want any.
I mean, one, you know, I'm proportionate in thinking that the that it went kind of like this.
Yes, can I have the next case, please? Yes. What is your name, Cookie Monster? Why did you rape Cookie Monster? I didn't rape Cookie Monster.
You know.
Kind of thing.
It definitely would make for a someone to have a very bad day.
Well, yeah, I mean, could you imagine?
I don't want to imagine, honestly.
I mean,
nothing
I don't
good.
Want to imagine this, but at the same
time?
At the same time, the question that remains is why did they do it? You know? Why did they do it? What did they do it for? I mean, there are people all around Times Square. What happened?
Right.
What happened and why did it happen?
Right.
In the factor of the many other things that could happen, and that's just one of them.
Yeah. And it's creepy as hell going, you're doing this, and why?
Well, and why? And then, you know, and then it's not even why. It's not even a case of why. It's a case of what happened when, you know. First off, let's just go back to the fact that the cartoon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Costume looks like somebody created a felt costume of it. Okay. The costume looks like you've just basically put on two ping pong balls for eyes and colored them in with a permanent marker and dressed yourself in a fuzzy. You know, but then the fact that he is a 48-year-old man does this?
Creepy. It's called
creepy. Touching a 16-year-old. Even creepier. But the fact that is, fact is that possible touching in a manner of injurious to a child less than 17 is second-degree murder. Second-degree harassment. Although Times Square has ostensibly cleaned up from its lean, mean years as the epicenter of debauchery, it suffered in a recent span of criminal behavior by costume characters. Obviously, because they're disguised, and also they've been demanding money from witless tourists in exchange for photos. So it's gone from have your picture done with Cookie Monster to have your picture done with a ruthless sex offender inside a Cookie Monster costume. You know, last year, they arrested more than 18 performers, including Elmo, Spider-Man, Iron Man, and then at London, and then you can't have all of them, so they also answered the call of a street warning Batman. So it seems so it seems like either someone has to be responsible.
Right.
You know, I could just imagine, oh, I'm gonna get Gotham for this. I'm gonna break out my spidey sense.
Get out of here.
The Elmo's, I'm gonna break out my owner who controls me. No owner controls you. And then, you know, says the NYPD, your book.
Sure.
What does that mean? Kind of thing. It doesn't get any funnier, you know.
It's like,
I'm booked. What does that mean?
It's like, you're screwed. You're extremely screwed.
Of course you're screwed. But then, how would you be screwed on the factor of just being in a suit?
Right, right.
You know, they can't, from the defense of the attorney, they can't tell you who I am, so why should I, you know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
Why should I? But then, you know, final story of the night, and we'll be back tomorrow. The final story of the night. Did you hear the joke about the man who accidentally trapped himself in the hangar of an aircraft and couldn't get out? Yes. Did you hear that?
I haven't.
You can't?
I haven't heard it.
You
about that?
You haven't heard this. This is actually pretty funny.
No.
Because of the fact that it's funny to most people. Because when the plane took off, there was a man in there who was screaming help. And then tried to get his cell phone on to warn the pilot.
He's in the plane.
And he's in the plane.
That's
right. What's kind of funny is that he didn't plan this. You know, they probably said,
oh, are we ready to go? Yes, we're ready to go.
Now,
we are going to leave you. Why? And then he bothers to call 911.
Okay.
We're screaming like literally, I'm inside a plane! I feel like I can't move! It's all perfect! The 911 dispatcher seemed confused and asked at least three times for the airport worker's name and clarified his location. The dispatcher, the conversation went something like this. You're where? In the plane. Where are you in the plane? I'm in the plane. Where are you in the plane? I'm in the plane. Didn't you just ask me, didn't I just say where?
I'm in the plane, and I said, we're in the plane, and you didn't answer me. Where are you in the plane?
After the worker requested for help, are you at the airport? Didn't I just say I was in the plane?
Hey.
Did I just stay in that I was in the plane?
You know, and I didn't state that I was a newly minted baggage handler. And I'm also banging on the cargo hold where the was heard by the pilots and first class passengers on the Los Angeles bound flights. Yes. Let the baggage hit the floor.
instead of the body hit the floor. But, you know, the kind of funny thing about this is that he didn't quite know where he was going.
And it was not the Disney World either.
No. I mean, Menzies, Mendez and officials have declined to release the worker's name. And they said to the... And they said that he worked for the company for 18 months and was fortunate that he was trapped in a part of the plane that was pressurized and temperature controlled.
Yeah!
Okay. Number one, very quickly. A baggage handler's guide to survival. Number one, load the baggage. Number two, get caught in the plane. Number three, get out of the plane before the plane takes off. Didn't you learn this in your instructional video?
I don't know if they may have had an instructional video.
No, I mean, they must have. I mean, these places, they have to. They really do. They have to. Number one, how to get into an airplane. Number two, how to cram yourself in the airplane. Number three, how to then call the police in the airplane. You know.
It's called help me get me out of here.
Number four, get me out of here. This is only a prank, only done by Ashton Kutcher. Except it wasn't done by Ashton Kutcher. It was done by the TSA. Now, the TSA, although they are blue, helpful, courteous.
You've been skunked.
You've been stumped by the TSA. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know with what exactly we're working with. So we will just trap one of our volunteers, I mean baggage handlers,
in the plane,
underneath,
and hope for
the best. And by the time we get to Los Angeles, he'll be frozen, and he'll be screaming, "Let it go, let it go! Oh my God, please let me go!" You know.
Yeah.
The cold of the airplane wouldn't have bothered me anyway.
Yeah.
The company said that they were knowingly violated an experience report intending the hold to take a nap.
No, he was banging to get out of there.
Yes. But I guess he figured, I guess this is his own fault for figuring, oh, wait, it's an hour to take off. They're in. Is everything in? Yes. Great.
Is there a body? It's like, is there a body check? A body check?
Yeah, is there a body check? We're going through the TSA.
Wait a second.
We're going through the TSA. Everybody hands up right in a pose that looks like Michael Jackson is fucking farting. So, and then
it's like, let it go. No.
And then we'll go. Yeah, let it go. Let it go. Happy on my own. Come on. Let it go. Let me. But then a TSA. Baggage handler's thing is, let me sleep it out in my hold. It won't take off. Oh, wait, they're taking off. Holy fucking, you know.
Oh, boy. It's like, no. It's like, oh, no. No.
It's like, it's almost like, it's like, no.
You need the person who just goes, go, to go, no.
At least once. You know. No.
Exactly.
You need that.
Where? It's the people are going, so you decided to go on a flight? You decided to take a ride in a plane? Or what now? Was the...
Well, you decided to take me to an 8-hour flight from New York to Los Angeles. I didn't want to see stars.
No, they were going to Alaska. Even better. There's Alaska.
But wait, you want to get me to see Sarah Palin, don't you?
It's called the Alaskan flight to...
Alaska. I mean, and in the picture, it obviously looks like there are what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people escorting one dude out.
One dude out, Benny.
No, one dude out for every 9 people. You know, come on. The one, two. I'm counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 people.
12
people for one dude. That's commitment. That's fucking commitment. You know?
It's like, so you got stuck in the plane. Check, check, check.
But no, I mean, was he listening to Daniel, you know, the song Bad Day, right? And the reverse racism lyrics is, so you're taking one down, you know, everything else, and all you hear is, oh shit. And those jingly jangly chords come up right again and smack you in the face and go, I'm having that day as I'm poking up, you know, trying to raise the roof of my right hand. My right hand is getting tired.
Trying to raise the roof. It's trying to raise the roof in the plane. It's trying to help get me out of here.
Exactly, but we have to go.
I just made
that
song.
We'll have more on this tomorrow, and we don't have time even to really read the credits tonight, so we're going to leave those for tomorrow as well, I guess.
Yeah.
And so we will see you tomorrow, bright and lately. Bright and lately.
Same bat time, same bat network.
Same bat channel, and don't get let, please don't, while you're out, let's be careful together, and let's not get molested by Cookie Monster, or get trapped in the plane.
Yeah.
We'll see you.
Bye.
And good night.